about 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on the new 94.7 FM Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. Detailed look at your forecast as well as all of the Blair and surrounding area news that you need. That is coming up with Connie Green. Now, I'm Kelly Johnson with you. I have the privilege of having Dr. Jill Real joining me today from Memorial Community Hospital and Health System, Blair Clinic. And we are just been talking all hour about taking care of the kids, getting them ready for continued school. And right now, as we wrap up the hour, I came across this one thing that you have out here, and it's tools needed for success in school. And I thought this is just something I think we just really want to remind people about how we can best help our youth. And so can you just kind of go through that a little bit for us?
Well, the number one thing, you know, it seems to be common sense, but a loving family. You know, I think so often we are stressed and, you know, we're trying to get to work or trying to get here and there and the kids to school. But just to take time to give them a good hug, you know, tell them that you love them, and lots of positive reinforcement for when they do a good job. And the more you positively reinforce a child, the better they will do. So often it just seems negative, you know, timeout, tantrums. But the more we can tell them when they do a good job, mm-hmm. the more times you'll see that they'll do a good job for you.
Right. It's just, and then it's the confidence that they have to be able to do things because they know they have a good support system too in that way.
So you're such a good girl, you're such a good boy, mm-hmm. or you're such a good son or daughter. A lot of that positive reinforcement. If we have to use timeout, you know, if we have to take some things away when needed, those are important too. Mm-hmm. But you'll just always find that positive reinforcement will go a lot further than negative.
Right. Okay. What else would you say would help make sure the kids are getting the benefits, you know, to succeed?
The number two thing that I'll say is that children are just not getting enough sleep. You know, parents may not be getting enough sleep, but our children, we really need to get them to bed earlier, get them to hopefully stay in their beds, sleep all night. And it's a lot longer times than you may think. So for a 3 to 4 year old, you know, about 12 hours a day. And that, you know, depends, bedtime depends on, you know, how long did they nap? Did they nap? But so often we see earlier and earlier that kids, you know, our parents or children or however you want to say it, we're cutting out those naps. And so those kids are tantruming. And if you're noticing around dinner time that your kids are having meltdowns, they're probably overtired and really eat some dinner and maybe head to bed.
Okay. Well, that's really good to know. And then healthy food.
Yes, you know, it's so, I know there's ball games and there's, you know, more than one child a lot of times, and that we're tempted to go through the fast food or eat the popcorn or the pizza or the hot dogs at the ball games, but trying to plan a little bit ahead and, you know, packing some fruit and packing some vegetables and maybe some sandwiches or wraps, and trying to have nutrition, healthy nutrition. This is so important for our children. The obesity is also an epidemic, mm-hmm. and a little bit of play. I would take my bowl of fruit to the ball game, and everybody would be like, where did you get that? You know, yeah. And it does take some extra effort, but luckily now in the stores these days, they have fruit already cut up and things mm-hmm. to make it more convenient for right. us, and salads and things.
So. Right. Well, as we continue on, I just want to, you know, guide people to, if they have questions, to be able to contact the expert, and that would be you, obviously, in the clinic here in Blair at Momoa Community Hospital and Health System, Blair Clinic. And so what would be the best way for people to get a hold of you?
402-426-4611 is the clinic number. So 402-426-4611. I'd love to talk to you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Dr. Jill Real has been joining me this morning on the new 94.7 FM Blair Radio and BlairRadio.com. Look forward to more conversations like this, and of course, keeping our kids healthy and taking care of Blair right here.